This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Scott Hennett here, host of What's On Your Mind with my pal Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We are raring to go, microphones on, phones fired up, ready to chat about what is on your mind. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Manny.
Hello, Todd and Scott.
I find myself in a place today that is, you go to funerals. To me, it's impossible not to sort of just step away from the treadmill of life and think about the important things, right? And you, like all of us think, gosh, when I get to that point, when I'm the one in that coffin, will I, you know, have done it well and lived life well? And right? I think we do. And there's some of that that's exhausting. I mean, I can't imagine that for instance, the family members, the fellow law enforcement officers of Jason Mosier yesterday. But as you know, I was at a funeral for the mother of a friend of mine. Mark Feifley, dear friend of mine and University of North Dakota grad. I'm going to tell the story before the end of the program about how I met Mark. He was a University of North Dakota student who reached out to me as a radio talk show host then on KCNN in Grand Forks. And that would have been about 19, I don't know, early 90s. And then we met again during the flood of 1997. I'll tell the story how I met Mark, but his mother, who is Sue Potter, passed away and was laid to rest. Funeral services in Park Rapids laid to rest in Castleton because she's a longtime editor of the Cass County Reporter, and her father owned and also ran the Cass County Reporter as well. And my wife and I were at the funeral. We're driving back, and we listened to the funeral service for Officer Mosier, as I'm sure many of you did, as 550K Fire and 1100 The Flag actually rebroadcast the coverage of that, as many stations did, television and radio, understandably. And it's just impossible. I mean, you kind of get pulled back into the day-to-day stuff, right? But in my mind, impossible on a day like that not to think long and hard about your life and where you're at and where you're going. And that's a good thing, because how many people then do that, right? And then reset. And, I mean, we could all do that. I could do it 50 times a day. Ugh, should have done that different, right? Reset. Start over, and we always have that opportunity. So that really struck me from the events of yesterday. I'm curious if it did you, and there were a lot of touching moments. I don't know if you have any particular ones in mind, but I'd love it if you'd share, if you were there, if you were listening. What were the most touching moments from yesterday? The service itself was incredible. Again, I just heard it, but it was all I needed to hear. The amount of people there, the places they came from, law enforcement from everywhere. But also, I think the unbelievable, heartwarming respect for law enforcement. Gosh, I love that. Because yesterday was about the death of Jason Mosier. But it was also about the fact that we all recognize men and women in law enforcement put themselves in harm's way to protect us. Same with the military. And while we try and give a pat on the back or shake a hand or pay it forward every now and then with a cup of coffee or maybe a ceremony, we really don't do justice in our gratitude to them for what they do for us. How could you? It's impossible to do. Either one of them. I think we're quicker these days to do it for law enforcement than, I think more often than not, we're quicker to do it for military than we are law enforcement. These days, as in, you know, sort of post-Ferguson, and, you know, when a president isn't afraid to attack law enforcement, you know, you can't believe it. Did you see that video that was out there where some law enforcement officers, I think it might have been the Sheriff's Association or something, were gathered in Washington, D.C. for a meeting when the Super Bowl came on and Beyonce was on, and they actually, as she was performing, turned their back on her, and that went viral. You know, so I think we're a little, you know, we recognize the pain some of this stuff, this noise causes, and maybe we're a little quicker to recognize law enforcement as well. That's good. That's really, really good. But the amazing respect shown in so many different ways. I haven't seen the Bismarck Tribune yet today, but I saw the Fargo Forum has a picture of a woman out with a flag, holding a flag, showing her respect. And she, not saying this in a derogatory way, but just seemed like an average, everyday citizen that just went out there to jack it on here. I'm going to show my respect. Oh, man. Brings a tear to my eye. Couple of them that stick with me, and I honestly would be interested in hearing yours. I don't want this to go away, folks. I really don't. I don't want it to be a funeral that happened and some of us putting in blue lights, which are cool. I mean, I get a lump in my throat when I drive by one at night, one of those blue lights up. I think it's just neat. Just whatever little way of respect you show. But you know how that just goes away? It just, you know, you move on, I guess, and it shouldn't go away. Not our respect for what they're doing for us. It really shouldn't. It'd be a good lasting legacy. Here's a couple of quick ones of mine. And Todd, one of these I have actually on audio that I'm going to play. I'll save that one for last. So you can pull that up from the service yesterday, which was great in every respect. I mean, just, I can't even begin to tell you. It was really, really good. One of them, the construction workers. This is my top three. Of just touching moments that are going to stay with me for a while. The construction workers that are working on a new hospital, the Sanford Health Hospital along I-94, West Fargo. Project there, a big project. And all of them left the project, came a block or so up to Veterans Boulevard, and lined the street. Out of respect for Officer Mosher. Same with students from Trinity School there. That's a new school, part of the John Paul II schools, actually, in West Fargo. All the kids out there lining Veterans Boulevard. And by the way, I'm sure there were others. Those are two that I saw, but I know there were others. Incredible. What a neat thing to do. Can you imagine how many lives have been touched by the loss? Think about that. Now, remember, we have a story I told you about last week. Five individuals in dire health, but for the organs they received from Jason Mosher. Life from death. Five that we know of. That's one example. I'm thinking also of folks who listened or watched the service. I got an email last night. I have that email. Here it is. From a listener in Florence, South Dakota. Tim in Florence, South Dakota writes, good afternoon. I'm Tim Waite. I live in Florence, South Dakota. I love listening to your radio station. I can honestly say that I've never felt so close to God as I did listening to the funeral service for Jason this afternoon. What an amazing, amazing message that was given. Can't thank you enough for putting the service live on the radio. What a blessing. What a blessing it was to have the privilege of listening to those stories, the amazing life that Jason lived. I will never forget this day. Thank you. Thank you in caps. God bless you all. Sincerely, Tim from Florence, South Dakota. Okay, so let me ask you. When someone says, I'll never forget this day, you know, it's fighting chance, that's true. Sometimes you put it up there on a really kind of cool day and you think of it when moments prompt themselves, but that obviously touched him to the point where he writes this letter, this email to us last night, saying, thanks, K-Fire, thanks, AM 1100, the flag, for putting that on. I got to hear it. What stays with him from that? And again, nobody wishes what happened to Jason Mosier on anybody, but talk about an impact. Talk about a ripple effect that comes from that. Do you think about that at funerals? What's the good that will come out of this? Do you think about, hey, what am I supposed to do? I'm stepping off the treadmill today. I'm not at work. I'm not doing my regular thing. I'm sitting here. I didn't know this was going to be here. It wasn't on my calendar, but I'm doing it. How will I be different because of it? Very curious. Tell me what your most touching moments from yesterday were. I have one more from the service, and then I want to hear yours as well on what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
I am a proud owner of a hot spring spa, and I'm with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and online at fargohotspring.com. I really, really like that hot tub. But I have to tell you, in the wintertime, I love it. What is it with the winter and hot tubs? It's so incredible.
Oh, a lot of different avenues, Scott. One of the things with a hot tub, it improves your circulation, which we know in cold water, your hands are cold, fingers cold, it's poor circulation, so it improves that. It transfers heat in the body 25 times faster than standing in air, so you're not going to crank up the thermostat and get warm quickly. Just get in the hot tub. You will warm up just like that, and we know this when you sit in warm water, your body comes to life. And then there's just the overall, you know, getting out of the house, getting to the backyard and in your swimming trunks in the middle of January. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And until you've lived that, you don't know. But, you know,
it's refreshing.
It's awesome. And again, it's the reboot button. Think about it. It's cold out. It's depressing out. The hot tub will change everything. You're better physically below the water. You're better emotionally beyond the water. And you're better mentally above the water. All good things happen.
That's for sure. Thanks, Vince. FargoHotSpring.com or stop and see him. South Washington, Grand Forks in front of Kmart. Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The hour rolling on What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God and Scott the Toad. Right? I don't
it's supposed to rhyme. That's the whole point.
Yeah, you work on one then.
It's not that I am a radio god. It's just there's so few rhymes that make
it. And I feel naked without a rhyming nickname.
Red Hot Scott.
No, that would...
Or we can go back to Bunny Hill Hennen. I mean, those are your choices, I think.
That doesn't really rhyme either, though, does it? I'm not getting...
No, but it's so cute.
Yeah, it is very cute. Yeah, right there. Absolutely, you're right there.
Dexter says, kiss him and he'll turn into a prince. I'm not about to. There are some things I'll do for this show. I don't know if that's one of them or not.
Yeah, no, thank you. Right.
Hottie Scotty, somebody else texts. So.
All right, we'll take a few texts.
How about Great Scott?
Great Scott!
A, it doesn't rhyme. B, it's not true. So there we have real problems. Anyway, we're back on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm going to play, despite the text we just got from someone, can we move on already? And already is in caps. And I know what the texter is referring to. He's referring to, you know, look, I'm tired of hearing about this cop deal and the funeral. And Todd even got a call yesterday during the broadcast saying, oh, Fargo's 200 miles from Bismarck. Why are we listening to this? You know, I mean.
I will say this, though. I only got one complaint call. I'd say if that's it, then we did the right thing carrying it on K-Fire.
True. That speaks volumes. You know, we had not one. Unbelievable. And obviously, you heard the email. So it's pretty incredible. Look, obviously, we're going to move on. Obviously, we're going to continue on with our daily lives. But I think it's worth reflecting on what happened and the impact from it. That's me. And if you don't agree, that's fine. Totally understand. You're welcome to your opinion, and I don't blame you one bit, because that's the sentiment some people have. I want to play one other touching moment for me, and then if you want to move on, we'll move on. If you want to talk about what this means and the impacts from it and highlights for you, we can do that. We have a caller also that has a story about her father, who was a state trooper. I mean, again, think about this from family members' perspective. They're not thinking, can we move on already? This is real. This is here. This
and
is
nobody's
now.
Telling Dylan Mosier, hey, move on already. Or at least they shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly. Reverend Kevin Kloster is a former Fargo police chaplain and was obviously pretty close to Jason Mosier. He did a great job at the service yesterday. He got into the area of gun control, and when he first started to do this, I have to admit, even in the middle of a sermon and a homily, my blood, well, not my blood, but I felt sort of the you know, the tension kind of go, oh, no, we're not going to turn this into as it turns out, it wasn't. But it was, I think, an area we should replace the gun control debate with, a different kind of debate. But listen to this and see if you agree or disagree.
Jason knew that putting on his uniform meant putting himself in harm's way. On that Wednesday night, shots were fired, Jason was hit, and Jason died. That shot was a senseless act of violence. Violence has become, I think, all too common in our world today. And I don't know about you, but I tire of it. I tire of hearing stories about children being shot in schools. I tire about hearing about partygoers being shot in clubs, about diners being shot in restaurants, about moviegoers being shot in theaters, about people being shot on the street, about police officers being executed in their squads. And I'm sure that there's going to be people who are going to bring out this thing and say, you know, we ought to have more guns on the street. And we're going to have another group of people that say we need to have less guns on the street. I want to say to you that if Jesus was here, I think he would say something different, because Jesus has actually spoken about violence. Here's what Jesus said. He said, out of your heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, slander. So I think what Jesus is saying is that the root of all of these behaviors, the root of violence, it's in here. It's our heart. Our nation has a heart problem. a spiritual problem. Instead of seeking God's ways, we seek our own ways. Instead of serving people, we use people. Instead of being caring and compassionate, we're often judging and condemning. Instead of forgiving, we hold tightly to our resentment and we seek to get even and to get revenge.
This is so good. And this
instead
is
of being kind-hearted, we are often mean-spirited. Instead of being respectful, we are often rude.
And that's what he's getting at here. He is getting at, you can bring it downtown. He is, to get wrapped up in the gun debate, and we do it on this program all the time. I do it because I am passionate about statistics and facts about the gun debate. It's silly to suggest that, you know, telling people with a heart problem, guns are illegal, so you can't use them. That's crazy. But, you know, set the more guns, less guns debate aside, which he was trying to do there. And think about that. That's not the problem. It's a heart problem. I've called it a crisis of the heart before. I could not agree with him anymore. Do you agree or disagree? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd in addition to new names for yours truly. A handle, I guess. That's not a new name, man. That's like a handle. That's a nicknames that rhyme. 701-226-8503. Lauren, Pierce, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I listen to you guys all the time in the morning. I'm a contractor and I'm busy, but I always put your station on. And I was very happy to see that you guys put the funeral of the officer that died in Fargo there on the radio and was able to listen to it. And I appreciate that. My father was a South Dakota State Trooper. He was a sheriff of Bennett County before that, served 20 years, retired in 1981, and we just buried him in November. And it was very moving with the honor guard, and the state troopers were out in mass for it. And very moving when they gave the flag to my mother and everything. And not to put a negative spin on any of this, because I grew up in a family of law enforcement people, and but, you know, my mother lives on a fixed income, and I was just wondering if your station or any stations perhaps in South Dakota do any kind of investigative reporting, because the state of South Dakota came to my father and 14 others, and
hang on a second, if you would, Lauren. We're just up against a break here. We want to get the rest of the story on the other side. Other calls welcome to 800-228-0550. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Some farmers got zero ARC payments. Others got less than they should have. Were you paid the right amount? Go to fixthefarmsubsidy.com for details. Join Progressive Ag Law at free informational meetings in North Dakota, February 22nd through the 26th. Come to a meeting to learn how Progressive Ag Law will help you obtain the payments you are entitled to. The surveys failed, and the RMA and FSA differ. Farmers, let's get this right and prevent it from ever happening again. These meetings are free, and they are important to all farmers. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on a meeting near you.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney will join us a little later on this morning. We're going to talk about a couple of things, but he was certainly an integral part of assisting the Fargo Police Department in this very challenging time, even taking a night duty last night himself because they're giving some Fargo PD the time off. But Sheriff Laney is the president of the National Sheriff's Association. I think he's president, isn't he? He's high up in the organization if he's not president. Rev, you better correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's president of the NSA. But anyway, Sheriff Laney is the one who, if you remember after this, talked about officers being hunted and the need for things like the Bearcat, which was integral to saving additional funerals from happening as a result of this madman, Marcus Schumacher, who was firing at these officers.
How could you imagine? Oh,
I know. And this Bearcat, I forget how many bullets were in it, but it was unbelievable. So we're going to talk about that. And, I think once President Obama gets done with announcing Gitmo is closing, he's going to announce that, Bearcats are no longer, literally some crazy line about they shouldn't be used because they intimidate suspects.
Well, wasn't that one of his points that no, the local police don't need military grade stuff? And here we go.
I kid you not. So we're going to talk to Sheriff Laney about all of that coming up on the program a little later on. Otherwise, it's your calls, your comments, your questions on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Sounds like we are rescheduling Ben Carson now. I don't know exactly when that's happening, but sometime tomorrow is still possible. Just don't know if it's going to be at that Talk Radio Town Hall slot. Ed Schaefer, the president of the University of North Dakota, will join us to continue our conversation from last week that was spirited on the Fighting Sioux Apparel topic. And also we're going to talk with a math teacher at Four Winds High School in Fort Totten. He's also seeking the Republican nomination for the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction post. He is an advocate of reform on the Common Core area. So we'll talk to him as well tomorrow. Then Chris Ann Hall, a constitutional attorney, on Friday, so we can do our Freedom Friday. Freedom Friday. We're still welcoming your questions for the governor candidates. Candidate forum, March 2nd. Candidate debate in Bismarck at the Bellhus. How do I say it, Don?
Bell Mayhews.
Bell Mayhews. I always forget the name.
It depends on who you ask. Just say the Bell. We'll agree on that word. The other word seems to be open for interpretation. But
it's a nice little historic, beautiful auditorium. My wife saw Matt Maher there. She's still raving about the place. So pretty cool. That's March 3rd in Bismarck. President Obama is, do you want to hear any of this? I mean, I can go to it, but I'd rather go back to Lauren. But you want to hear the president or not? No, it's okay. I didn't blame you. I'll tell you what he said. Guantanamo hurts our partnerships with other nations. So we're more worried about our partnerships with other nations. And by the way, how's that going lately?
Which other nations?
Then we're worried about security. And, okay, if not there, where are these people going to be? Plotting and planning to
conduct attacks on the United States and citizens across the world of the United States.
Does Gitmo hurt our relationship with the British or anything?
I want to get your take on Gitmo. Good old-fashioned North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana common sense on Gitmo before we're done today, too. But let's finish on Lauren. So, Lauren, you were saying a number of families of law enforcement officers were approached, right, or actual law enforcement officers by the state of South Dakota?
Yes, sir. Yeah. There was 14 of them in total, and they were all elderly, long retired.
Okay.
And anyway, I don't have the complete facts, of course, but anyway, the retirement goes to my mother. And, of course, my mother's now on a pretty fixed income. And it was reduced. And they told them they were going to, it was a great deal, and they would get a lot more than just their pension. And so all of them signed up for it. And then shortly before my father died, they reduced it from $900 to $300. And I don't know, that just kind of sticks, kind of a crawl in my stomach there, if you know what I mean.
Of course. Do you have any idea what the reason for the reduction is? I mean, I assume they had to sign something to agree to it, probably, right?
They did. They did, sir. They did sign something. And all of them got together and got a lawyer, and he says, well, there's just nothing we can do because you signed this document. And he says, there's just not much I can do about it. So,
I'm not sure if I'd go to the congressional delegation or if I'd go to somebody in the legislature, the governor's office, but any elected official about that just to say, hey, what's going on here, to kind of have them go shake a few cages at various offices and whatnot?
Well, I haven't. Maybe I just called you for some advice, maybe that where I could start or...
Yeah, I would start with, first of all, the congressional delegations have very good constituent service shops. So when you call, they want to go to work for you. That's their job. And I personally would call Senator Thune's office or Congresswoman Kristi Noem's office and explain your situation. Now, they may end up saying, hey, we're going to call the governor's office on this for you. And the governors have these as well. They're just not as big a shop, so sometimes it takes a little bit longer, to dig into it. But I would start there. I would go to Thune or Kristi Noem's office and just ask if they'd take that on for you. If they don't, get back to us. We'll help you any way we can.
Well, I appreciate that. I just had one more thought on the gun control. My father always used to say, we live in a rural area, of course, like most North and South Dakotans. And he would say every law-abiding citizen should have a right to bear arms. And he said the reason we don't have a lot of crime in this country is because if you break into somebody's house around here, it's a good chance that there's a gun in that house. And people are willing to use that gun to protect their family. And so he said, I think most police officers would agree with him. They're not against law-abiding citizens having guns. That's just these crazy people out there. Maybe it's just the way the world is going now. But anyway, that's just... I just wanted to share that with you, and I thank you very much.
Glad you did. Thanks for calling. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. And by the way, there is two ways to look at things. As he just said, I guess the world's just going to heck in a handbag, right? And the other is to do something about it. In other words, one is to recognize it and say, to heck with it, what can I do? And the other is to roll up his sleeves saying, go and do something about it. So I would err on the side of, I'm going to do something about it. I really would. This emailer says, you guys are doing everything right. So, so true, what you just put on the radio from yesterday. The country needs major healing. If I didn't love my country so much, I wouldn't bother writing this email. I have the utmost respect for our men and women who are in law enforcement and military. They risk their lives daily for each and every one of us. We should never take that lightly. God bless you all. Texter says, that guy hit the nail on the head. I assume he's referring to Reverend Kevin Kloster, former Fargo police chaplain who conducted the service yesterday for Officer Jason Mosier. And by the way, I have about a five-minute clip. I think we played about 3 minutes of the five. The whole clip is up on my Facebook page shortly, and Todd will probably share it on his and What's On Your Mind, too, if you want to hear the whole thing and tell others about it, because it's It's that good. But he says the guy hit the nail on the head, as we Americans are allowing God to be taken out of everything for a small percentage. Look at what happened on September 11th, 2001. For a few months, we were all praying that God would, we were all praying to God, and that went away. Now we have a president who wants a division among the American people. We'll not even call terrorism terrorism. So true. We are not looking towards God. We took ourselves out, and that's it. Another texter says, for the fellow that said enough already, we must spend more time dwelling on our legends than evil of this world. Navigate your hearts to never have enough inspiration. Then go forth and inspire. Wow. There's solid advice from the texter. Get it? Navigate your hearts to never have enough inspiration. And then go forth and inspire. So build yourself up to be the one that can be their encourager and inspire folks. Have it yourself so you can go out and inspire others by your works. Well said. This is how we can make the world a better place. Never tire of hearing good, says Jeremy. All these comments proving why. I love the greatest audience on the face of the earth. We have a call about Gitmo. This is from a disabled vet that came in off the air at 800-228-0550. Roll that, Todd, would you?
Hi, Scott. I called for something else, but I sat and listened to you talk about the president in Guantanamo. I respect the office of the presidency. I'm a disabled vet, but our president's an idiot. I can't believe he's closing this. He's been bringing in people back into the United States. What's it going to take? How quick is it going to be for them, some of the liberal lawyers in this country turn around trying to get him on trial here in our country? But the reason I called, I keep hearing on Fox that we've got a caucus coming up on March 1st. I live in Carrington, and I haven't heard a word about a caucus in our area. Do you know what's up? When is our caucus? What's going on? Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call. There is not in North Dakota a caucus this year. I've talked about this before. Some people say it was impossible to do it the way the new rules asked to have it done and do it right, so we just didn't do one at all. Because it has to do with the outcome of it, binding delegates, which they've never been before in North Dakota. I don't want to get into the weeds. Just suffice it to say the National Party has a way of getting their way. And so they get a little nervous. When Mitt Romney, almost last time, they had to rejigger everything, right? They just didn't, I can't have that. Oh, my gosh, what are they going to do? And so they changed the rules. Now, I have been critical of the state party decision on this front because, to me, if it's just do it. Do it to the best of your ability within whatever rules you've been stuck with, or for that matter, take on the rules before they even become the rules. But regardless, don't opt out. Don't opt out. Now, I think that this is something everybody recognizes as a bad idea, and that I firmly believe Kelly Armstrong going forward, who is the state party chairman, state senator from Dickinson, and a good leader, good legislator, good leader. I think we're blessed to have his energy at the state party. I mean, he's new, fresh, forward-looking state party leadership. He's just sort of drinking from a fire hose. And, trying to get all this stuff right. So it's not happening this year, and it's too bad. It should have happened. It's a bad deal. It really is. It was not the right decision in my mind, and it looks terrible. But as I say, I think folks recognize that now, and it'll be fixed going forward. So, Jim and Bismarck, let's get you in here next after a break. Sheriff Paul Laney, join us about an hour from now, bottom of next hour. In the meantime, more of your calls on Gitmo closing. What do you think of that? Hey, the presidential race is narrowing. What do you think of the candidates left? Let's talk about it.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
farmers. Many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag Lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Before the top of the hour, hello everybody, welcome back to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. I want to tell you a little bit about B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Now Verizon, that's a name you know, right? A name you trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. It's a local, family-owned company. And if you're not a member of the Verizon family and you're having a little envy right now, well, it is now the time to join. You can get unstuck from your current carrier. Visit B-Mobile, get all the details, switch to Verizon. They'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. Complete details at all the stores. And you'll find them everywhere. Bismarck, Fargo, Jamestown, Grand Forks, Detroit Lakes, Wahpeton Valley City, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. General Michael Hayden, the former CIA director, is on Fox talking about the president's decision to close Gitmo. What do you think of it? Listen to this.
Honest people can differ. We're trying to balance virtues, security, liberty, safety, privacy. It's not the forces of light, the forces of darkness. But what I try to point out in the book, Martha, is these are complicated questions. And so what's most discouraging for me and people like me is when people attempt to discuss these questions in the form of bumper stickers. And I'm afraid an awful lot of the people campaigning right now have pushed this debate down to that level. That is, frankly, it's not just disappointing. It's frightening.
And by the way, I would agree with that. That's how we talk about these very complicated, very complex questions of national security on things like these terrorist surveillance program. Because it's so easy to demagogue them. But it's so dangerous to ill-inform the American people about, you know, the real story behind it. Just remember the times we're living in right now. One example of this whole debate over Gitmo, for instance, right now, is in the book, by the way, he wrote, is called Playing to the Edge, General Michael Hayden. We'll invite him on the program to talk about this, but he's been on before. Playing to the Edge. But here's just one thing you can think about. If this means, by closing Gitmo, that we take enemy combatants, people that hate us, okay, that have been caught, and rather than keep them in a system there, which allows us to treat them in a warlike, military-like court setting versus our typical legal system. They shouldn't get the rewards of our legal system. They're not citizens. They're enemy combatants that are trying to kill us. But that's what could be a product of this decision. And then get discovery. They get all these things. It's that's just one sliver. Never mind the ones you let go. Where did you put them? Are they actually being kept? Are they going to come back and get us? There's a whole host of ramifications and fallout from this bad, bad deal. Wouldn't mind your take on it, too. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
First of all, I wanted to say bravo to you guys for carrying that funeral yesterday. It was very touching, personally. I watched it on TV, but for the people that had a problem with it, you know, we don't shoot police officers in North Dakota, and so we do celebrate their life when there is one taken so wrongly from us. And the second thing, I agreed with you when the minister was going to the gun control. I thought, please don't go there at this funeral at this. But the thing about the heavy heart is we've taken God away from everything. We try to take him off the money. We take him out of our courthouses. Can't say the Pledge of Allegiance. That kids can't pray in school. That's where it really starts. Family, finding faith. And I don't think we'd have these problems with kids running around with guns.
Well, you're right. And guess what? In my mind, Jim, one of the reasons we've done that is because of the challenges that happen legally and then stand up in Supreme Courts. We're losing our ability to have that kind of freedom. And that's why I go back to the Supreme Court, and the loss of Justice Scalia and why the presidential election is so darn important. Because, you know, we have, and in some cases we've been forced to. And that's wrong. So what do we do about it?
You know, I tell you, people got to understand, the stakes are higher than they've ever been in our lifetime with this election. And people got to get it right. Whatever side you're on, it's got to get it right. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. That's all I got for you guys today.
Well, it was all good, Jim. Thank you. Call again. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. I was touched by that. I really was. And I got sucked into it. I got sucked into it and all of a sudden wanted to battle on, guns are not the problem. And but what he was saying is some will say too many guns are the problem. Some will say not enough guns. And that's not the problem at all. We have a heart problem is what the police chaplain said. Really, really, really well done. Fantastic, in fact, in my mind. Hey, you know about the folks at Polar Service Center, don't you? Pals of mine. They are humming in Killdeer and in the Williston. And we have connected a lot of people with the company who now are employees of the company, and we're going to meet them at some point. We're going to do a little reunion with all of them because it's so fun. The folks have said, no kidding, up to $32 an hour? Tell me more. I'm going to go to work for those guys. And they have housing allowances in Killdeer and a little higher pay in Wilson without the housing allowance because housing prices have come down there. It's really an amazing story, and they're a great company. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have two great polar service centers here in North Dakota, one in Billings, Montana as well. Encourage you to call them at 507- 696-1164 if you're interested in employment opportunities. Talk to Terry. Say, hey, Terry, Scott told me to call that you're a buddy and I'm interested in going to work for you. What harm could be done from that? If you're a tank trailer, a mechanic, service technician, work on trucks, bumper to end a trailer, they'll love you. 800 or 507-696-1164. Give them a call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.